from myself. Think I'll dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Kiss my little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. If you need flooring, luxury vinyl, hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, floor care, advice, they take care of you. They've got great sales, great financing going on right now. You're going to love the guides they have. So, for instance, let's say you're getting a hardwood. Well, you go on our hardwood guide right now, and you learn the different types of hardwood, solid hardwood, engineered hardwood. You learn how to choose the hardwood. You learn the benefits of hardwood. You learn how the installation works, and then how to care for it. And then you've got the floor visualizer, the room visualizer. These people do an awesome job. They've been doing this now for 35 years. They've been doing it in Greer and now in Easley. And you're talking about the carpets and the area rugs. I didn't know the technology that the advances we have with all these things are keeping them cleaner and lasting longer. Find out from this consultation team how good these products are. It's the best products, the best warranties, the best installation, the best prices. Greer Flooring in Easley and in Greer. You're going to love Greer Flooring. Check them out, GreerFlooringCenter.com. To our guest lines, Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com joins us. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Fantastic. There's several things I was right about, several I was wrong about. One, I just don't, and I can't get, and maybe, and please correct me if you feel differently, I was not there. But I was shocked at the lack of juice from South Carolina. The energy, I mean, this is a rivalry game. Am I wrong here, or does South Carolina lack energy, lack the juice that a home team should have in front of that kind of atmosphere?
I agree that they lacked energy from the minute they came out of the locker room. It wasn't just the players. There was really no energy in the stadium. Somehow they ended up with Craig Melvin, a Wofford graduate from Today Show, as the guy leading the pregame cheer. I don't know where that came from. Thought that was a strange choice, particularly for a game like this one. But I would agree that South Carolina appeared lifeless for whatever reason, which has not really been the case this year. Even in the games they've lost, they've had good energy and good effort, and they were coming off by far their best offensive performance of the year against Coastal, and you would have expected them to come out with a different mindset and a different energy level, but it wasn't there for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you go into College Station and you've got juice. And even like the Coastal game, like I'm watching just the highlights of that one, and it seemed like, man, there was energy in the place. And you, man, it's like a no-brainer. Like, you couldn't imagine not having energy. It reminded me of 2019. I got on Muschamp about that. In 19, it was like a morgue, like a funeral before the game. But that's against a good Clemson team. Like, this was not against a very good Clemson team. I don't know. I'm glad you agree with that one. One thing I was right about, and one thing that continued, if I had to say one word for South Carolina offensively, I think inefficiency is probably the best way to describe it. There are times where, man, the ceiling for the North Sellers and Harbor and Brown and the running back crew there, not the offensive line, but like some of the skill guys, man, like it's a high ceiling. But is inefficiency, is that word make sense describing this offense?
Yeah, I would say inefficiency, or just, there's a lack of cohesiveness. You could see some of the plays that Clemson ran offensively, you could see that they were setting other plays up, and some of them worked. And you just never really got that sense from South Carolina's offense that there was cohesiveness, that there was a plan, that they, were running one play to set up another. And, I thought Clemson's corners were extremely aggressive on some of those throws into the flat and would have been susceptible to, a pump and go, or, some different things that they could have set up that they just never did. And I thought there was no commitment to the running game. They even on the drive where they, Sellers threw the interception in the end zone, they finally had the running game going. Faison looked like he was building momentum, and they call three straight pass plays, and you know, the third one leads to the interception. So I just don't think there was a clear plan or any sign of good adjustments as the game went on. I thought Clemson had a good game plan for Sellers, you know, using a spy on him and trying to force him to beat them with the pass. And it didn't feel like South Carolina had a way of adjusting to that, and you know, it caught up to them.
The two long touchdowns were great, and you want that. But the other side of it, you had the ball for 2 minutes in the second quarter. And I think I'm right by saying this. You ran seven plays. You ran 19 plays in the first half. And so that's a little bit. All right, let me get to where I was surprised about and wrong about again. Going into the game, I thought South Carolina, when they had the five-game winning streak, I thought they were the more physical team. Last year in Death Valley, I think South Carolina was the more physical team. I thought going into this one that, you know, Clemson's had a hard time on the lines of scrimmage, but I thought Clemson was more physical. Is that a fair assessment of what we saw? I was surprised that Clemson was more physical.
Yeah, I would agree with it. You know, obviously South Carolina missed Dylan Stewart in a lot of those pass rushing scenarios where they needed to be able to get pressure and couldn't do it. But I thought Clemson's offensive line played better than you would have expected with the injuries they were dealing with and the way they played this year coming into the game. You know, I thought they were one of the differences in the game, and I don't think South Carolina's front seven made as much of an impact as they needed them to in you know, on some key plays and key situations where they needed to be able to get pressure and make Klubnik uncomfortable. And you know, there were times they did it, but there were some other key times in the game where they couldn't do it, and he made them pay and picked up big first downs. And, you know, it again, wasn't indicative of how South Carolina was playing coming into the game. So, like you, I was somewhat surprised with that as well.
Surprised as well that South Carolina could not get any pressure with their front four. They had I thought that Clayton White was very aggressive in sending extra guys. On the other side of it, Clemson really didn't have to do that. The defensive ends provided that. Am I making too big of a deal that the Gamecocks couldn't get pressure even though they were more aggressive in sending guys, and Clemson could get pressure with that front four without sending guys?
No, I think you're right on that too, and I think that's really where they missed Stewart. You know, even when Stewart was out there, you could tell he wasn't himself, and you know, the back issue has been something that's bothered him, you know, really since the Ole Miss game. And, you know, they don't have the depth at edge to overcome losing a guy like Stewart with the other injuries they have that they've dealt with this year at that position. You know, Brian Thomas has had a good year, but is not really the kind of guy who can carry you up front. You know, they need Dylan Stewart to be Dylan Stewart, and he wasn't able to do that because of the back issue. And I think that was definitely one of the differences in the game. And you know, Clemson was able to get more pressure more consistently, and you know, and Sellers obviously, you know, unless he can run out of there and make things happen with his feet, when he gets uncomfortable and gets moved off his spot, sometimes that leads to mistakes and leads to him, you know, making some decisions that he might not otherwise make. So it's definitely, a season he's going to want to forget, a game he's going to want to forget. And I think there were some plays and some throws that he would love to have back in this game. And, you know, but obviously it doesn't work that way. So all he can do is learn from it and have a better offseason this year and play better next year.
I want to ask about him coming up, Sellers coming up here in a second. One more quick one. I'm not going to blame Surratt at one tackle. He's a freshman. I get that. Josiah Thompson, though, that's inexplicable. I mean, Clemson's Helt and Parker were really dominant against these tackles, and I think Surratt might have a bright future, but I thought Thompson was having that too. You watched him in that freshman year, and I know you've talked about it all year long, but is that he looked weak in the upper body, it looked heavy in the lower body, like didn't move very well. And I guess it goes to show you never can tell, because am I wrong, Tony? Like, coming out of that freshman year, man, Josiah Thompson was a superstar and a high-paid NIL guy, I think, by saying that. But again, I'll forgive Surratt being young. And I know Thompson's just a sophomore, but, man, he looked – he looked the looks like a major step back, a major regression from him.
Yeah, he really has struggled all year, and that was not something I saw coming, or I think anyone really saw coming. And you know, I think it's to the point where they need to consider, you know, strongly finding another left tackle in the portal. And you know, if that means Josiah Thompson wants to move on and play somewhere else, I think you might have to let that happen. And I know he's an in-state guy and all of that, but you know, the left tackle position is far too important to have the lack of productivity that South Carolina has had from that position this year, and it's been a weakness all year. You know, Surratt, I don't think, is a tackle. You know, they've played him at left guard for the majority of the season, and I think Sean Elliott was just searching for answers the last couple of games and gave him a shot out there at right tackle, but that's clearly not where he is best suited to play. But that's, you know, not the case with Thompson. You know, like he looks exactly the way you would draw up a left tackle, and at times last year played the way you would want a left tackle to play. He was inconsistent, but you chalked it up to him being a true freshman. You expect development in year two, and for whatever reason, he didn't just not develop. He took multiple steps backwards. So, you know, he's an enigma right now and a tough one to figure out, but I think we saw enough from him this year to know that he does not currently look like the long-term answer at left tackle for South Carolina.
Which is different than Sellers, because Sellers' ceiling, those ceiling plays look so good. But the pocket awareness, again, Clemson's game plan, like a lot, you know, double spies and keep him in the pocket. The pocket awareness is one of the biggest ones. The ability to you know, quick decision making and decisions, you know, on once the you know, the disguise coverage just seemed to confuse him a little bit. But I make this point, Tony, like, and please correct if you feel differently here. Because you got to play zone against him, you can't play man against him, right? I mean, did you see anybody play 20% man against South Carolina this year? First of all, that's the first question. Because of his
LSU
running ability.
LSU was the only one.
Okay.
LSU was the only one.
All right.
Other than that, it was almost all zone.
All right. So because of that, is it right to say that, and because a lot of people are double spying, so they're not going to send extra guys, you're not going to blitz the guy a lot. So you want to keep him in the pocket, but a lot of those, I mean, he looks great on that inside bend, that over the linebackers who are having to spot, so they're not getting, dropping deep in those hook and curl zones. They're not getting great drops. There's a lot of room in there in front of those safeties, but he looks great on that throw, but it's a fairly easy throw that then you move him off his spot, and that's where the trouble begins. Any of that unfair?
No, I don't think it is. You know, and I think Illinois, going back to the bowl game last year, Illinois was really the team that showed the blueprint for how best to defend him. And, you know, I think South Carolina's coaches never really showed the ability to overcome it. And Sellers himself didn't really show the ability to overcome it. And, you know, I continue to see these mock drafts that have him, you know, not just going in the first round, but, you know, some of them still have him going in the top 10 in the draft. And I just don't see how, I mean, and I guess, you know, there's been examples of guys, Anthony Richardson comes to mind as a, you know, top four pick and a guy that, you know, was all upside and really had not proven a ton at the college level. And maybe someone will take Sellers that high if he came out, but I don't think he's anywhere close to being ready to be drafted that high. And certainly has a lot more to prove and a lot more to learn about playing the quarterback position before he could ever consider, you know, being ready to play in the NFL. And, you know, if he thinks playing against zone defense in college is tough, you know, the NFL is a whole different animal. So there's no question he has a lot to learn and a lot of developing to do and has to show that he can be an effective pocket quarterback who can force defenses to have to play him in a way they don't want to play him, because he can you know, throw it so well from the pocket and make things happen. And this year he just didn't show that ability with any consistency.
All right, I'm out of time, but thank goodness we'll visit next week, in the next few weeks, because we're going to talk offensive coordinator, staff changes stuff. We'll talk portal. We'll talk recruiting, signing day tomorrow. There's a lot to do in this thing, and I'm sure that's a great reason why to subscribe to thebigspur.com.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very busy time on the site right now. Like you said, a lot of activity with coaching searches and potential coaching departures, portal departures, portal additions. Once it opens up in January, we're going to have a lot of great content. So just go to thebigspur.com and become a member today.
I can tell you this, buddy, it ain't boring. So the site looks great.
Absolutely.
A lot of information on there. Subscribe to that. Do that. It's a great Christmas present, and it's a great segment every single week. I can't thank you enough, and looking forward to talking next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Me too, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. My friends at Trail want to build with you. I'm on their site right now. First, when Trail redesigned their website, it's like everything else. It's just top of the line. So no matter what you're looking for, if you're looking for tailored homes, trail-tailored homes and the renovation, high-end renovation, high-end building, or if you're looking in that faith-based, the commercial, the industrial, the multi-care, healthcare, educational, municipalities, adaptive reuse, nonprofits, they're the leading commercial builder in North Carolina and South Carolina. How are they doing it? Well, you schedule a discovery session to find out, because the better building process works, the pre-construction services they provide, the design build, the construction management risk and the partnering they do, it really is amazing. Learn more about them, more about this company, get in touch with them. 85% of their annual business comes from repeat clients of their 1,600 projects and their $1.8 billion of contribute to the economic growth of the upstate of South Carolina. Find out why and see what other people say about them, and ask around, because chances are you might know someone who's built with Trail in the past. TREHEO.com. It is the better building experience. I highly recommend these folks. 800-319-7006, TREHEO.com. Open phone lines for the rest of the show with Will Clanton and Mickey Plowler right after this.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Tiger Nation, K-Klubnik here reminding you about Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. People are coming from all over the upstate to purchase their Silverado from Fred Caldwell. It's about the ease, speed, and transparency. We call it EST. That's the game plan to make your purchase the best experience ever. You can call or text Martin McKinley directly on his cell, 704-534-1014. That's 704-534-1014. He'll handle you right over the phone, or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value, all in one winning play. We're family-owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game, or visit us online at LindenFloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Attention student athletes. Don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Football season's in full swing, folks, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. And Feast Week is back, which means it's an even better time to get in on the action, because from November 26th through November 30th, you can check the app daily for special promos. I love playing Underdog. It's a great place to play for as little as a dollar. You just go higher or lower on stats for your favorite player, like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. College football and the NFL, I'm all over it. If you get your picks right, you play a little better than I do, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Right now, here's what you need to know. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/websites/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part? We're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Break. Loyal listener to the show, great friend, wants to know, hey, Mickey, I need your garage door company. I got a repair to do. And my wife said, call the professionals. And so they're doing this now. 864-990-3075. Interesting that I just got that text like right in the middle of the Tony Morrell segment. For service and repair, because, and I don't know what's going on with my friend Greg about his door. Might be spring replaces, might be cable, might be the track service, might be the most, I don't know. But I know one thing. American Door Masters will keep your garage door in good shape, tune-ups with that, the garage door motors, the remote control stuff, all of that installed right, fixing it. And when 24-hour emergency service, call American Door Masters. They'll take care of it for you. 864-990-3075. 864-990-3075. Will, is there anything worse than, like, when a garage door is malfunctioning, the noise that you get is like it, that alerts you that, man, that thing's broken. We got to fix that deal. American Door Masters, AmericanDoorMasters.com. Several things to get to in this segment. Let me do this, and I'm going to walk on eggshells with this one. Walk very gingerly through this one. Portal guys for Clemson. So there's two aspects to this. number one, well, the two biggest stories in the offseason for Clemson is, A, what's the coaching staff changes going to look like? And that might be guys that will be relieved of their duties, and that might be guys that might be moving on. For instance, Garrett Riley's been mentioned in North Texas. You get some other guys, support staff guys that might be moving around. You get some of that. And then guys that might be dismissed. I think you're going to see a couple of three maybe. I don't know. I don't know what Dabo's thinking. He's very close to the vest on this. When, that's hard to say. Depending on what bowl game they play, all that's in there. And the other one is, what's the portal going to look like? And when the portal is twofold, how many guys at each position, and I can go over that for you first, and the second of it is, how many guys are you going to lose? Now, let me be clear. You don't want to lose Gideon Davidson. You don't want to lose Wesco Moore or Brown or Bettenker. You don't want to lose Jacobs. You don't want to lose Elijah Thurman or Shaq Lawson or Will Held if he comes back. And you got the NFL guys, who knows, Terrell or Helt, what they're going to do, or Parker, who knows. You don't want to lose Hampton. But for the most part now, you do want to lose some guys. And I'm not going to mention what guys you want to lose, but I'm looking at this now. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I've got 12 guys on here that I want to lose. I'm going to do it by position. But first, well, let's do that one first. I think thinning the herd, is that a good way to put it? You got to thin the herd a little bit. You got to prune the tree a little bit. I think one or two running backs need to go. Now, with that, you got to have depth. And a couple of those guys are good depth guys. But with that, maybe even add a better part, like lose one, gain one. I don't think you need to lose. And you might lose, depending on who you get at quarterback. Like if you go get a portal quarterback, is Vecina going to hang around? And if Vecina and Denson going to hang around? So you might lose one there. But I don't think you want to lose any of those guys. Of the wide receivers, you only have six on scholarship until the three come in that sign tomorrow. But I think you need, obviously, Wesco, Moore, and Brown. But, man, I think you want Turner to hang around. Smith can come back, I think you want him around. And then Preston, you know, there might be a little spot for him. I don't think you want him leaving. At tight end, I think you want all four guys coming back. Olsen, Pat Henry, Bettenker, Sapp, Brooking. Brooking's going to be a star too. But your two young guys in Brooking and Bettenker, I think you want those guys back. And I don't know of a single offensive lineman right now that is so bad that they won't play. So, I mean, like, again, I got one or two running backs that aren't good enough to play here that might need to move on. But on the offensive line, even the it's too early for Burn, or it's too early for Young or Ware or O'Connell or, you know, some of those young guys, Reed and some of those guys. I don't want any of those guys to move on right now. Now, I'll say this. Couple of upperclassmen at defensive end. You're going to get better in the portal. And if you guys come back, like, nah, you got to thin that herd a little bit. I'm saying two defensive ends, wouldn't mind them going. The defensive tackles, I want to see all those guys return. Adams and Green and Burley and Thompson and Shuler and Williams Lee. And maybe one of those guys could leave, and I think you're talking about thinning the herd. Or as the texter said, since you're talking about Tigers, thin the litter. Yeah. At linebacker, you're going to lose a couple of the reserve guys. Obviously, you want Brown back, Alexander back. I'm a big Kobe McLeod fan. I'm the only guy in America that likes Kobe McLeod. He's undersized. He's not the greatest athlete in the world, but he's got great awareness. He's got great instincts. He finds the ball. You know, I take Creighton back. I'll take Anderson back, the younger Anderson kid. But maybe one. You maybe one linebacker, thinning the litter a little bit. And then we get in the secondary. And I'm here to tell you right now, it wouldn't hurt my feelings to see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys. No, six. I'm sorry. So 8 guys. Ken is too early to tell. He's just a true freshman. I love what Strozier came on a little bit this year, because I would have put Strozier on this list going into the season. But Strozier came on. Obviously, I think Gibson I like him. I like Hampton. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 guys on there that I wouldn't mind seeing them move on. That's really thinning the herd back there. Now, as far as bringing guys in, it's obvious you got to bring in a quarterback. If you can lose a couple back there, thin the herd at running back a little bit, maybe bring in a depth guy. With Davidson, Ezemume, and Haynes, maybe coming back from an injury, maybe bringing in one more, a couple guys leave there. You got 3 wide receivers that are coming in, so you get 9 there, but maybe you bring in a Smith can't come back because of the, not getting the extra year. Maybe you bring in a reserve kind of guy, not spending any kind of money, not taking out of the NIL treasure chest that you're going to give it quarterback and others. You've got 6 offensive linemen coming in, and you don't lose – you lose the 3 starters there, but you got plenty of depth there. But I think you could have starters on the offensive line come in. If Jacobs is going to be a starter, I think for sure. I think Sewell moves to center and we'll be fine there. I think Thurman moves to one of the other positions, either guard or tackle. Could do either one. His versatility is good there. You maybe can count on Sadler there, but I think you need to bring in at least 1, maybe 2 starters, and maybe 3 overall, maybe another depth guy. So maybe 3 there. I think it's very clear you got to have 2 defensive ends. If one of those defensive tackles takes off, you might need to replace that one. I think you're going to need some depth guys at linebacker. And, again, we're not talking about going out and spending. These aren't quality starters now. And I think you got to have maybe 3 new starters in the secondary. And maybe some depth pieces. But so starting-wise, quarterback, 1 offensive lineman, a defensive end, and maybe 3 guys in the secondary, maybe six new starters. All that seem fair? That's not too many, right? 1 quarterback starter. I'm fine with Davidson, Westcoe, Moore, and Brown. I'm fine with Betancur. 1 offensive line starter. Maybe 2. 1 defensive end starter. And then 3 in the secondary. So 7 starters maybe. And then about 7 depth guys. Any pushback to any of that, Will? Any different thought on any of that? Not pushback, but any thinking, any different way of thinking?
Not particularly, but my first thought was, Daddy, I want a pony. Can I get a pony? Can I get 2 ponies? Can I get 2 ponies with braids and bows? It just keeps expanding, expanding, and expanding. Yes, this would be the perfect portal acquisition roster. I'm just hesitant to think that we can go out and get that. Show me. We got Will Help.
Yeah.
Starter.
Yeah.
Huge impact on this season.
Will Help.
Let's just look at the South Carolina game individually. Huge impact.
Yeah.
We know we can do that. We can go out and get a starter, an impact player in the portal. Can we get 4?
Can I give you this, though? All right. Can I give you this idea? That at no point in time did Dabo, and he was wrong about running back, and he was wrong about the secondary, but he didn't think he needed starters because he liked what he had coming back. I don't think he likes what he has coming back now, and I think that's where Kevin Kelly and Tom Allen and the guys have to tell him, hey, man, we got to upgrade. We've got to upgrade, and I think he sees that now. And there's no reason to think you got to upgrade a defensive tackle or defensive end when you got Parker and Woods and Capehart and all that. Now, you needed help, obviously. But you look at it, they've dropped off in recruiting at certain areas. So, but to your point about help on the season, 38 tackles, 15 tackles for loss, 7.5 sacks, 8 quarterback hurries, 1 forced fumble. Will Helt had a really good year. Helt had a better year than Parker. Had more sacks. More tackles, more quarterback pressures. He had a better year than Parker. And obviously, now those guys combined for an unbelievable game on Saturday. Between the two on Saturday, they had 8 tackles, they had 4.5 sacks, had 5.5 tackles for loss. had a pass breakup and five quarterback hurries. That's what you expect out of those guys. And I think that on the push back on this at all. If you quarterback starter for sure,
for sure.
At least one offensive line starter.
Yes.
A defensive end starter,
assuming that Helt goes. Yes. Okay.
And 2 to 3 secondary guy starters.
More.
Okay. So with that said, I mean, who knows what Barnes does? Who knows what Terrell does? But Hampton, Jones, boy, he had, you know, he still got some inefficiency. He's still a little slow in some places. But you know, he's great ball skills at least. But outside of that, you know, maybe Strozier helps you. Gibson helps you a little bit. So you got some – but you just need depth, man. You still need depth in a lot of areas. And so I think you got to go get guys. And I'm not talking about paying $500,000 for guys. But, like, let's say this. What happens if Kuba Taylor and Anderson and Creighton take off at linebacker? Well, now you only have Anderson Woodass, well, the other Anderson Woodass, Alexander McLeod, Brown, and Riley. Now you got six linebackers on scholarship. You got to have some depth, guys. Again, I'm not talking about going out and paying $500,000 for guys. I'm talking about just depth guys. You got to have guys come in that, and here's a guy you can offer from Charlotte, from East Carolina, or from, I don't know, App State or whatever. You go, hey, man, come down. You got a senior year. We need a little depth. You know, might play some special teams for us or whatever. I think there's a lot of potential there because you're going to lose. You're still going to lose a bunch of guys in the portal. A bunch of these reserves, I think, are going to go play somewhere. And the freshmen aren't going to be ready. And there's positions. Like right now, you got one linebacker committed to you. Like right now, you got one defensive tackle and one defensive end. Like you've got to have depth. And so that's where I think that number gets up between 10 and 15. Seven starters and seven depth guys. So, again, not big names. Not guys are going to be – seven of them better be big names. Seven of them better be good starters. But the other seven might be guys that, you know, we got to fill a spot here. I got to have some special teams guys here. I got to have some depth here at a certain place. I mean, a wide receiver is a great example of it. There's going to be a ton of wide receivers there. If Smith goes, you only got eight scholarship wide receivers. You're going to have a guy, man. Guys get hurt all the time.
We've seen that at Clemson, yes. Oh, 100%.
Hope that all makes sense. Final segment, when we come back. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist does an absolutely incredible job. I know listeners have taken my word for this. You want to give yourself a good present. Man, Carolina Flooring Specialist does an incredible job with his high-performance epoxy-based flooring. These are the most experienced people doing this now since 1999. Go with the best. Don't do the DIY stuff. Don't take a risk on other companies. Go with the company that knows it and has done it more than anything else. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. Final segment of the Tuesday show right after this.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too. Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back. And you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
Call the plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber, One Time Plumber.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235 or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Mickey Flyler Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Skirt and a long jacket.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Engineers Sleep, engineersleep.com. They do an absolutely incredible job with making the best mattresses in the world. My ES Duo mattress is amazing. Yours can be as well. The Will's great mattress from Engineers Sleep, awesome. You're going to love Engineers Sleep, engineersleep.com. Get in touch with them and go by 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. The deals there now are the best I've ever seen. On top of that, the local delivery, free local delivery, they take your old mattress off. That saves you right off the bat, too. But you're going to get it for thousands of dollars cheaper. I mentioned this before. I've got a family member who has some arthritic issues and spent double on a bed than what Engineer Sleep does. And I told Engineer Sleep about it. He goes, oh, yeah, that's a gimmick. So they tell you all about that other stuff. This is the best mattress in the world, I'm just telling you. And a lot of people say that. 333 North Pleasantburg Drive, Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Ask about the WCCP discount and the 100-night sleep trial right here. And it's great. That's a great gift to give someone. Texter wants to know, who's Clemson going to sign tomorrow? I'll fly through this quickly, and we'll do this on the show tomorrow. Naheem Burrows, wide receiver from Jacksonville. Kentavion Anderson, safety from Dorman. Gordon Sellers, wide receiver from up at Providence Day in Charlotte. Chancellor Barclay, offensive lineman from down in Orlando. Connor Salmon, wide receiver from Pennsylvania. Grant Wise, offensive lineman from down at Pace High School in Milton. Leo Delaney, offensive lineman from Charlotte. Adam Guthrie, offensive lineman from Ohio. Carter Scruggs, offensive lineman from Virginia. Braden Riley, linebacker from Ohio, from Cincinnati. Tate Reynolds, quarterback from out in Arizona, Queens Creek, Arizona. Tavion Wilson, tight end from Huntington, West Virginia. Shavar Young, cornerback from Knoxville, Tennessee. Cameron Cody, the defensive lineman from Savannah, Georgia. Braden Wilms, offensive lineman from Lawrence, Kansas. J.R. Hardwick, defensive end from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Marcel Gibson, cornerback from Dallas, Texas. Brock Bradley, quarterback out of Birmingham. And they're going to sign Jackson Reach, a long snapper from Manhattan Beach, California, tomorrow. So 19 Tigers expected to sign tomorrow. 654 Roar. Tennessee Tiger, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. Doing good. I'm glad I heard you read that list. That, to me, reminds me. My first thought was, Nebraska always had a, big recruiting area. Even though they're in the middle of the country. Yeah. I called because you mentioned earlier about Tomlin might be going to Penn State. Is that just on your own?
No, that's me. No, he's not going to Penn State. But a couple things.
I didn't think you meant that exactly, but it was just that.
I'm saying if I'm Penn State, I reach out and I go, Mike Tomlin, you've done about all you can do there. And they're about tired of you, and we're going to reset your clock. And so let's give you a whole new challenge. And the college game is like the NFL now anyway. So you want to get out from underneath that. You're 6-6. You might not make the playoffs this year, and they're going to be all over you. So let's start all over. I'd make the call and make them say no to me.
Well, I agree with that, but I'm thinking – Now, I like Pittsburgh because it's like the Yankees, I like teams. Of course, I'm pulling for Trevor at, Jacksonville, but I don't watch the NFL much. But because they have good organizations, and it's, the family of it owned it. They were talking on the national sports about Drake May at New England, and I've not watched him since he's turned pro. We're talking about how his passing percentage is, and since Mike Grable went there, he's a different coach. I need to watch him because he's like in his second year, the third ever, and last year he's like the third best ever on passing percentage. I know I watched him in North Carolina, and you remember Danny Werfel.
Yeah.
He didn't have a lot of zip on the ball, but because, he passed like, Spurrier wanted him to, he just, put the ball where the receiver could get it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Drake May's a superstar. Drake May is there. He's a Pro Bowler this year. He might be the best quarterback in the league this year. He's led it to an unbelievable record. He's turned this organization around. And I tell you what Drake May is, and I appreciate the phone call, Tennessee Tiger. I want to talk about Mike Tomlin here, too. I tell you what Drake May is. He's an unassuming guy. I was talking to a former college football coach the other day. He goes, Drake May is one of the guys that, like, he still drives the same truck that he had 10 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever. You know, he turned down all that money to Alabama. That Drake May is just one of these guys. Like, but he doesn't get caught up in all that other stuff. He's a great example of this. Remember, I think it's Parcells who said, you can't have a celebrity quarterback. Drake May wants everything to do with football and nothing to do with celebrity. Now, let me say this about Mike Tomlin. And I didn't know this. You know, Mike Tomlin was 33 years old when he was hired as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's only 53 now. So 34 years old, maybe. But I didn't know this. The Pittsburgh Steelers started this hiring 30-year-olds. In 1935, they hired Joe Bock at the age of 34. In 1937, they hired Johnny Blood McNally at the age of 33. In 1939, they hired Walt Kisling at the age of 35. In 1941, they hired Aldo Donnelly at the age of 33. In 1945, they hired Jim Leonard at the age of 35. In 1948, they hired John Mickelson at age of 32. In 1966, they hired Bill Austin at the age of 38. In 1969, a 38-year-old Chuck Knoll took over. In 1992, a 34-year-old Bill Cowher took over. So all their and you think about that. Knoll won Super Bowls, Cowher Super Bowls, and all these guys, and obviously Tomlin Super Bowl. They hired all these guys in their 30s. Like, that's the plan for Pittsburgh.
So are you saying that Kentucky stole their number one candidate, Will Stein?
Stein's old. He's 36.
Okay. All right.
Brad Hughes is my All-State agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes, good hands with All-State. Brad Hughes can certainly help you out. I love Brad Hughes. Love Brad Hughes at allstate.com. Can't thank him enough for what he's done for me. Brad Hughes at allstate.com. Get in touch with him. I just got this. I want to get confirmation of this. I just got an awful note. And let me just check on this and make sure. And I'll give you this to end the show. I'll let you go ahead. Go ahead. Get your two-minute drill for me. Just get the music. Two-minute drill for us.
Okay. Two choices tonight for viewing: SEC propaganda and SEC propaganda. You've got the College Football Playoff Ranking Show, as well as the start of the ACC-SEC Men's Basketball Challenge. A lot of games. Tennessee-Syracuse, Virginia Tech-South Carolina, Oklahoma-Wake Forest, Texas A&M-Pittsburgh, Florida-Duke, Miami at Ole Miss, Georgia at FSU, Missouri at Notre Dame, UNC at Kentucky. Clemson obviously goes to Alabama tomorrow night.
All right. My two-minute drill, Eric Newton, ericnewton@ericnewton.com for all of your real estate needs, ericnewton.com. Get in touch with him. Eric can certainly help you out with anything in real estate in Clemson, like managing rental properties, like finding commercial real estate for you, like renovating your commercial or properties. It's our great friends at ericnewton.com. Get in touch with him, ericnewton@ericnewton@ericnewton.com. I'm waiting on confirmation just to make sure that we can do this now. But some unfortunate news to pass along for Clemson, former Clemson athlete. So bear with me just one more second here. We're getting this now. Eldon Campbell, former Clemson great, has passed away. Former Clemson basketball player at the age of 57. Just got word of that this morning via text. And so I had class with Eldon Campbell. And I've got a picture of me and Eldon Campbell in the airport in Santa Clara, California, as he was living in L.A. For the 2018 National Championship game in January of 2019. And spoke to him, and he was doing great. And I know he's been back and all that. So, man, that is powerful stuff this morning. Thoughts and prayers to his family, friends, former teammates. Eldon Campbell, one of the all-time greats, passes away at the age of 57. So stay tuned for more information on that coming up. again, thoughts and prayers to friends and family and former teammates in the Clemson basketball nation there. Let me thank Dr. Milt Louder, Amplus.com. Let me thank Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com. Tomorrow's a busy show. We'll get with Dr. Martin. We'll get with Dane Young, going to preview the SEC championship game, and Andrew Oliphant talking a lot about golf in the fall and leading to the winter here for sure. Will, great job, man. No, just 2 days this week, so we'll see you on Monday. Friends, have a wonderful day. Up next, John and Faxon. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.